Good morning. Welcome to the Flat Racing Guru preview of Maidan and Turfentaine this morning. This afternoon I'll do Newcastle. I've done a few tips from Newcastle, but log in later on for Newcastle and I'll do the US racing tips later. That's go to the website or they'll be updated on YouTube channel. Flat Racing Guru UK on the YouTube channel, forguk.com on my website. Now I'll go on the home page and the tips are there. I've got the tips from Maidan this morning already done and the tips from Turfentaine already done. Let's have a look. Right, we'll do Maidan, that's what I'm focusing on today. We'll miss out the, I've got a tip in the race one, but we'll miss out that for commentary. Now in race two it's a handicap and it's over 12 furlongs. Now I'm just gonna find where I am in Maidan second. It's a handicap, let's see what I've got. Right, Maidan, now I've done the handicap and now there's all the High Safari would be the favourite. That I've got that High Safari on 112 over 10 furlong. I would say the going is a question. I've got a question mark over the trip and the going. The dam and the second dam only stayed 10 furlongs. It looks like he stayed 12, but the dam and the second dam and the next dam, I even looked and they were unlikely stayers over 12 furlongs, so I've got to put that in. That's what put me off when I looked through the dam, second dam, third dam. Now his mark of 112 over 10 furlongs, and if he can improve on that, he's definitely, I wouldn't say he should be as short as he is, because I thought there was a few in here that were bigger prices that could go well, and I had Brilliant Light, that's number 12, on 113 over track and trip. I had Mud Abarab, that's number, let me have a look, Mud Abarab, that's number 11, I had him 113 over course and distance and trip, perfect. I had two ticks over the trip. Number 12, Brilliant Light, I had him 113 over the course. The dam has stayed the trip, the 12 furlongs well. So I put a tick on the trip, even though he's never hasn't been over that distance really, but I thought he would improve over it. What else did I have? Sakara King, I had 115 and the dam was on dirt, but the dam is all dirt over 10 furlongs. So I think that one is probably going to switch surfaces, and this is probably a prep run. That's what I'm thinking, but I don't know. But he's 115. Aldabaran, that's number 3. I've got him. He rated 115 on soft turf over 14 furlong. If he can improve cutting back, I had him. Cape Cavalli, I had him on 116. Remember the last time before last I tipped this Cape Cavalli and he ran an absolute stinker. I don't know why, but he could run back. Now I've got a problem over 12 furlongs for Cape Cavalli. Oh, the dam and the next dam didn't stay it. But if he does stay, he's on 116. But these are the ones that I wouldn't rule out. Cape Cavalli, if he stays, even Record Man, he's 10 furlongs. The dam didn't stay on Record Man either. So there's a lot of these horses on quite a decent ratings, numbers, but the dams didn't stay. So I ruled it, I worked it out. The best one for this trip is this Brilliant Light, Mudarab, and Aldabarab. And that Aldabarab's quite a decent price. And if they do stay, High Safari, obviously, Cape Cavalli, obviously, and Record Man, if they do stay. But I'm putting up the tip is Brilliant Light, and you'll see it on the website. And I'll do, I've done some exotics for that race. Now, the next race we're going to is race 3. Secret Protector, 104 on the all-weather, properly. On the 104 on the all weather, Irene Revolut Time, Mystical Dawn, Leopardo, Grand Dubai, Final Thought. Right, I thought Mystical, the second favourite, Mystical Dawn, I had him 106, £2 higher on turf over 1 mile. and I had a plus mark over this trip, over this new trip. So I think Mystical Dawn over the favourite. The favourite is 4-6, and has every right to do well over this trip on this surface. And I had in third is Final Thought. So I had first Mystical Dawn, second the favourite Secret Protection, and third Final Thought. In the next race, this is race 4, Dubai Warrior, 130 on the All-Weather. He's an All-Weather horse now. They're beautiful horses. This Dubai Warrior and his brother, Mutter Dacia, now they're beautiful looking horses. Now Mutter Dacia loves the All-Weather, but he hasn't. Last year he was a bit off, but before that he was a beautiful horse. And, you know, he's quite unbeatable on the All-Weather in the UK. His brother Dubai Warrior has got a really decent handicap, 130, group two. That's probably group two class, but is an unknown on the surface turf. And if he's like his brother, he won't act on it. I thought Capizano's got black class. He's 136 now. I did tip Capizano as one of my choices for the for Riyadh. You know, the big race last year, the Saudi Cup. And he flopped a bit, but he did lead a lot of the way there, and I think that race took a lot of him out of him. He came back and ran 110 the last time. He has got back class to 136, and that 136 will win this race easily if he just steps up, you know, 6 or 10 pounds on his last run. But I think that if we're going to go for a solid runner here, it's the Great Collection. He ran 126 on dirt, over a mile plus, and he'll get this trip no bother. And another one who's Jebel Ali horse, Blown by Wind, ran 125 on dirt, and he'll get this trip. So my two there were Capizano and the Great Collection. I had Blown by Wind for third. Now I wouldn't put you off back in this Dubai Warrior with Gosden and Dettori, but I just was wary of this surface for that horse. Now race 5, this is what I'm thinking. Lord Glitters won last time. He recorded a 127. Zarkowski recorded a 121. Dreamcastle recorded a 119. Now if you look at Frug Lord Glitters past form, he always runs at 127 or a 129, then he'll run to a 119 afterwards. Every race he's done that all his career. So after that 127, I'm expecting him to run around 120 today, and I don't think that'll be enough, because I think he just, you know, cools down for one race, and then he'll come back again and run that 127 next time. Now these horses do keep their class, so we've got to, you know, I wouldn't rule out another 127 run, but I'm just going off his history, off his profile. Sorry. And sorry about any noise and any the music's playing in the background and any noise or banging you hear. It's because the workmen are in the building, working everywhere, putting new floors in upstairs. So apologise about that. But anyway, I think this Zarkowski will improve a little bit according to Charlie Appleby. Will improve. Now I've got him running a 1-2-4 today, course and distance. I think Dreamcastle would probably match that 1-2-4 today, so it just depends where they are in the race. I think Dreamcastle and Zarkowski could go past together in the photo finish, and I wouldn't put past Frankie. I mean, I have been saying this Dreamcastle doesn't run as well as he does in the UK on this Maidan track, and I don't know, it's like they keep saving him on the All-Weather, the Maidan track. They keep saving him. Every time he goes past the post, it looks like he's got a load of energy left. You know, with Dettori riding the day, he might just give him a crack, you know, and go for it. So I put Zarkowski down as a probable winner, and I would probably give a little save to Dreamcastle, because I think he's got more in him than what he shows at Maidan. Kinross is 119 on turf, Bless Him 114, and Cap Francis 114. But obviously, Lord Glitters will, if he runs to 119, well, I think he will. To what his profile says, he'll probably be third today. But anyone who, I would not put anyone off backing him, as he's a worthy favourite, to put it that way. He's a really nice horse. But I'm just going on the profile and everything and what I think today. Now we've got the last race over 5 furlongs. Now the favourite, I'm not sure about this favourite song of Light Over 5 Furlongs. The dam was 10 furlongs and 12 furlongs, the second dam. There's loads of stamina in the female line. Obviously the stallion's the son of a very fast horse, but I can't see any speed in the, you know, he's been over 7 furlongs and everything. I just can't see the speed. And I think Laura Spin is a brilliant price, 149 got him over course and distance today. I think Laura Spin could take them along a merry dance here, and I would put in a Mutafara as alongside upside. So I've gone for Laura Spin to win, Mutafara second by probably half a length, and I've got Fanart in third, 109. I've got him on dirt at Jebel Ali, and Caspian Prince, the old boy. He could run in a place on 100. I've only got him on 100 here, but he can run, you know. He's probably going to be about 3 lengths off Laura Spin in my estimation. Now, I have got some at Newcastle first race, systematic. I have done the handicap. The only one I was, let me have a look, the second race here, this Skulk, 79 Poly. Now, this Sherbet Lemon and Azamosa, both their dams. Now, Azamosa dam was on dirt in the US and debuted on an 88. So if that's right, this Azamosa, if it's prepped, could run to like 100 plus today. And also this Sherbet Lemon, the dam won on 85 on debut, or it was second off 85, I'm not sure. But going by that, these two horses could hit that magic 100 mark. They look quite decent pedigrees, very smart pedigrees, these two. And I would beat them. I would take them two to beat the Skulk, the favourite, who recorded 79 on Polly. And going by both the dams in the family, Sherbet Lemon and Azamosa, it is. I think them will be first and second. I don't know which way. I've got one on 100 and one on 101. Plus there's possibility they could go over that, but in this race alone you need to hit 80, I reckon, so you know they'll not even be stretched, I don't think. But I think these two will go clear of that Skulk, the favourite. In the next race, what have I got? 5:30. Well, I'll put the 5:30 in the rush and the US racing from Oakland up later on, because I'm very busy. I've been doing that. I haven't got the news and the info tips on. So later on, I'm going to put the news and the info tips. A load of them won last week, so watch the info tips on the news page, and I'll upload that this afternoon and put all the info horses from the barns, because I'm just looking at all the barns and giving my mate who's in, you know, he speaks to all the barn people, and I give him a ring and he'll tell us what horses. The barns, the managers of the barns have told him, to watch out for. Plus, he watches all the workouts. Well, I do a lot of watching the workouts when I've got time. But I have got all the information at my fingertips for US racing. I purchase all the workouts, all the cards, everything. So I've got everything at my fingertips to handicap the US racing. And that's it for today. But do look at the my YouTube later. For these tips are already online for Newcastle, some half of Newcastle, Turfentine and Maidan is up now. Goodbye. Have a good day.